Good morning, everyone. It's me, Kristen Aline John. And we're here this morning, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning, with another episode of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. If this is not your first podcast, by now I can guarantee you, you're chiming along with Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. Sounds good. I gotta patent that. That sounds really, really cool. So, I am super excited to have an opportunity just to give you a 10-minute tidbit that I hope would be able to charge the rest of your day. No, better yet, the rest of your week, or even better, the rest of your year. You know, there's that meme that's on social media that says, and it's so funny, where basically persons are saying, God, I need to read the terms and conditions before I get excited about 2023. Okay, so we've all know after that pandemic that some of us, we've sort of cautiously been excited for 2023 because we've learned that a year can start off relatively normal and just be one of the suckiest years ever. So now persons are, you know, it's sort of like with bated breath, like, is this year going to be okay? I mean, like, tell me in the comments, is that really how you feel? Or are you like, oh, Armageddon is behind us? Because I could tell you that's a whole other story that we're going to be getting into some seasons, you know. But I went to church on Sunday and the pastor said one line and it was really profound. And he said, you got to preach to yourself. Many times we're waiting on our pastors or we're waiting for the latest YouTube upload of our favorite churches to really give us that boost that we need. And even though it's super important because the Holy Spirit uses so many different ways to motivate and lead us and guide us, there's something so different about prophesying to yourself, telling your dry bones to live again. So as I put this out into the atmosphere, know that I'm really preaching to myself too. Okay, so I'm not in this place where I'm saying, oh, everything is hunky-dory. No, everything is not hunky-dory. But because being you is your superpower, you are powerful. And when I came up with that title, I told myself, oh, I should spell it Y-O-U. But then my spirit said, spell it you. So when I researched it, I observed you in Newton physics actually is the symbol that states when a particular object, you know, the potential energy a particular object has. And I thought that was so profound, as simple as it sounds. So Y-O-U means you or I, an individual, but really you, as we call it, like when we're texting, etc., the letter U, it has a meaning. It has a meaning. It means the potential energy inside of an object. And it goes to show that you itself, you as an individual, you who are listening to the sound of my voice, you have so much potential that some of us are using, some of us we haven't tapped into yet, or there's even more potential than we have already accessed to be a super powerhouse, not just in our families, not just in our communities, not just in our NGOs, not just in our passion projects, not just in our friendships, but also in Christ's kingdom. So I'm going through a very interesting time, and I must say my 2023 is not as, it hasn't found its sweet spot as yet. My December was awesome, but I'm going through some challenges. But as we know, life is full of different seasons. There's a time to grow, a time to this. And I do hope that things get better. But in the meanwhile, if we say we are children of God, and if we call ourselves sons of the King, then we have to look at Romans 8. Because this gives us an indication that there will be challenges. But God has given us key strategies, a personality. God has given us his word to help us to become powerhouses that are able to be powerful enough to withstand our challenges. So with that being said, we are more than conquerors. We are going to find great coping skills, whether it be painting, dancing, exercising, talking to our friend, going to our therapist, reading his word, praying, fasting, exercising, whatever we need to do to overcome these life challenges, because he has equipped us. How do I know? Turn your Bibles or get on your app to Romans 8. And in particular, I want us to go to Romans 8:31, and it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us," or "if God is for me," "if God is for you, who can be against us?" Like we say, oh, God is a great big God. He's King Jesus. He's Jehovah Nissi. So really and truly, if we are his children and he's our father, who can trample you? Who can overcome you? No one. And then we go down to verse 37, and it says, "Yet in all things," not some things, not just our finances, not just our spiritual life, not just our marriage, not just our friendships, in all things, every single thing in our life, all, every word is important. "Yet in all these things, we are more than," woo, I love that, "more than." We're not just conquerors, meaning that we can overcome anything. Mm-mm. We are more than. So you being a child of God is a superpower, because being a child of God, and according to his word in Romans 8 verses 37, he says that in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. "For I am persuaded that neither death," not even in death, "nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, my Lord." I love you, Lord. So whatever your challenge is today, the workplace is stressful, your finances are not looking as how you want, you're not meeting your goals, it's February, you're becoming frustrated, why am I not seeing what I have planned in January? It's not even March and I'm already, you know, losing some of my goals. Why is my marriage going on like this? What is going on? And I want you to know that being you, because God created you in his image and likeness, and if he is God and you have accepted him as your father, and he made you in your mother's womb, in your mother's womb, he knew who you were. He made you a powerhouse. He made you more than a conqueror, not just any old conqueror, but you are valiant. You are mighty. You can conquer anything. And in those areas of your life where you feel like it's overwhelming, remember in that same verses, Romans verses 8, I love it. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit," this is verse 26, "also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit," the Holy Spirit himself, "makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Okay? So I want you to know, Romans 8 reminds us that we are more than conquerors, reminds us that we are Clark Kents, that we are Black Panthers. Yeah. What is your favorite superhero? Tell me in the comments. Well, God made you with even more power than that. Remember, as you go forward, when the challenges come and the valleys become flooded, remember that you will get your mountaintop experience again, because God made you for this battle and you are more than a conqueror, because you, pun intended, are a superpower.